Thanks for listening to WAER News on NPR One and WAER.org. Attendees of the World Canals Conference starting Sunday in Syracuse will take a number of study tours of the Erie Canal system, including the Camillus Erie Canal Park. In our final stop in the series, WAER's Scott Willis reports the 7-mile stretch of canal likely wouldn't exist if it wasn't for a husband and wife who saw potential.
I'll briefly show you.
I met up with Liz Beebe at the restored aqueduct, the centerpiece of the park, and a crowning achievement in 2009.
Since our conception of this park 45 years ago, it was always one of our goals.
The $1.9 million project restored the trunk, or trough, that carries the canal over Nine Mile Creek.
And then we were able to rewater and connect these two lengths of canal, one running from Sims Store to the aqueduct, and then from the aqueduct to Route 173. So it meant we had really 2 miles of continual navigable waterway here at the park.
Liz Beebe and her husband David were avid birders. He was president of the local Audubon Society and was looking for areas to preserve in the early 1970s.
We saw that they were continually filling in the old canal, and we knew that they were going to jump right over to this part of the canal and it would just continue to the next town line.
Beebe says little did they know they were among the earliest pioneers to start restoring a piece of the old canal.
We soon discovered how valuable an important part of history this was. We really had no concept of that at that particular time.
Now that they do, Beebe says she's proud that some of the park's 160 volunteers pass along the history and traditions of the old canal to younger generations.
The school tours really, I think, plant that little seed. And what's really nice is we continually have people come visiting the museum. They've moved away. They come to visit the area. And they come down to the canal and they say, I remember visiting in fourth grade.
In a few days, hundreds of visitors from the conference will stop by, and Beebe says it's only fitting for the Erie's bicentennial.
I think it's an exceptional place to hold the conference. And we are actually one of the longest canals, and it was probably the most prosperous canal. I think there has been a sense of a new life given to canals.
Scott Willis, WAER News.
Find more WAER News content here on NPR One or on our website, WAER.org.